Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I know the goal is always 6 points on the road, but you know how tough it is to win on the road. 5 out of 6 is a pretty good weekend, isn't it?
It is, Schultz, and we'd be happy with that probably any other time, but when you're 9 seconds, when you're 9 seconds from having 3 points, it stings a little bit, but I think when you reflect back on the weekend, you're exactly right. We'll take 5 out of 6 any day of the week.
You scored about every possible you could on Saturday. You only gave up one goal. It's a pretty complete game. Was there any facet of the game that you didn't care for as much as others last Saturday?
No, not really, Schultz. Yeah, I think as a coach, sometimes, again, we get a little sensitive about making sure we play the right way with a lead. And sometimes, again, a 5 or 6 to 1 lead as for a coach, you want the guys just to play with maturity. And our guys did. But I think, again, at the end of the day, it was a really good 60-minute outing for us. And, you know, we did our job, obviously, the first 20 and the second 20 to solidify that win.
Success in sports is all about preparation and confidence. How much more important is late season confidence? Because a weekend like last weekend can give it to you.
I agree with you, Schultz. And our guys, I think there's a lot of things. How do you get confidence? It's easy. You got to win. And you got to win kind of in a difficult way. And you got to win many different ways. I mean, you got to win coming from behind, maintaining a lead with the power play. Getting goaltending, a team who's physical, a team who's not as physical, a team who can skate, you got to win so many different ways. And I think winning a couple different ways helps, but I think really winning very in a difficult setting can kind of springboard you as well.
Justin Beaudry had a heck of a weekend, 2 goals and 2 assists last Saturday. He's been your leading scorer most of the year. What impresses me the most about him is the defensive end hasn't suffered one bit. What makes him, or for that matter anyone, a great two-way player?
Well, he is a great two-way player, and again, he's tough. He's got skill, and he plays both ends of the rink.
Owen Sillinger also had a pair of goals last Saturday. Is your leading freshman scorer? I was looking through stats earlier this week, though. I saw he was a -3. That kind of surprised me a little bit. Is that natural for a quote-unquote goal scorer as a freshman to maybe struggle on the defensive end of the rink more than you do on the offensive end?
No, and Owen isn't struggling on the defensive side. What happens sometimes, don't look at plus-minus, Schultz, because it's plus-minus sometimes is a weird stat. Typically, your best defensive players are minuses. Your best defensive players, why?
Because they're out against the best other players.
100%, that's why. So when you're out against the best players a lot, that's what's going to happen. It's hard to score against the best players, and sometimes, again, you're going to be a little bit of a minus too. So I don't get hung up on plus minus, unless you're a minus 20 or something, you know, something obviously, again, that's, you know, probably outside the norm. But I don't get hung up on it because it's so situational, Schultz. And a lot of times we don't know, even when we're recruiting a player, we don't even know. Can't look at it because we don't know situationally what kind of role he's put into.
All right. I would, granted, Tommy Muck and Dan Billett are your top two defensemen. Justin Beaudry and Dylan Eichstedt are right behind him. Both Dylan and Justin are both almost plus double digits. That's impressive for the number of minutes they're playing, though, isn't it?
I agree with you, Schultz. And what happens, Muck and Billett aren't our best two defensemen. There are defenders. There are guys that we want to match with the opposing team's best line. We want to put Justin and Dylan out maybe with the second line. So, you know, there's also, again, it's all situational right there. And, again, from an offensive standpoint, you know, Justin and Dylan have a little more offense to their game than Tommy and Danny. So there's just so many different criteria that has to play into it. But it is kind of impressive when you factor that they're double digits.
When you're putting a D pair together, are you looking for guys that, you know, two defensive guys and two quote-unquote offensive guys, or do you want to put one of each?
Sometimes you want to put one of each, Schultz. And I, again, I want to probably take back what I said. Danny Bill's got some sneaky offense, and even though Tommy Muck might not have a goal at the collegiate level, Tommy Muck can skate. He's got good puck skills. They both have a pretty strong front side of their game right there. So, but they also are just, you know, they're just strong defenders as well. So we have them together, but we also, it's not really like they don't have any offense, because they do. So that's kind of how we've matched them, and they've got chemistry with each other too, and that also helps when you have chemistry with each other. So No, but you do. A lot of times you will put a offensive guy with a defensive guy. Mostly if that offensive guy, Schulze, neglects his defensive end. If he neglects his defensive end, you got to do that. Somebody's got to take care of the backside for him.
More with Coach Serratore when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Serratore. Third place team this week, second place team next week, first place team the last week of the regular season. It's cliche, but playoffs start for you this weekend, don't they?
They started about a month ago. And that's how we talked about it. But no, we got a challenge ahead of us, Schulze. And you know, you'd obviously like to have yourself in a little better position right now, knowing who you're playing the next six games. But again, it is what it is, and we can't take back any games. So you got to look to the present and into the future, and you have to get it done.
You always preach one game at a time, knowing though what's on the line these next 3 weeks. Have you preached it even more?
Yeah. And I told our guys exactly what we have to do. And I go, obviously we're not going to get ahead of ourselves because we can't, but we also know Friday comes first. But, the big picture, we got to get some things done. We got to probably go 4-2.
Northern's power play just shy of 20%. It's really humming, though, as of late. Your penalty kill is always one of the strengths of your team. How do you compare and contrast their strength of their power play and your strength of your penalty kill?
Well, again, it's interesting. They've got some puzzle pieces on their power play that are pretty scary. You know, Rockwood's a good playmaker. Ballou's a great playmaker. Loggins is a great shooter. Craighead's a great shooter. They got some really good puzzle pieces. So they can beat you making plays, and they can beat you shooting. So we got to be aware of both of their strengths right there. And, we've worked on it this week. We've watched video. We'll see what happens.
Ante Tolvanen, one of the better goalies in the league this year. Remember that stretch he had a couple of years ago, that shutout stretch of game upon game upon game. What have you seen from him as of late on film?
Well, he's just an athletic goalie, and that's the thing, and he can steal games. He's just so athletic, and he's got, him and Bitzer are kind of similar. He can just steal games, and when he's hot, and he's a good goalie no matter what, but he can play. So such an athletic, reactionary goaltender, relies on his reflexes, and he never quits on a puck.
With the one-game suspension to Aaron Miller tonight, who do you want on the ice when Rockwood and Loggins' line is out there? And kind of how are you piecing together a lineup tonight?
Well, we're not as concerned probably up front. We just want to make sure we got Muck and Billet on the ice when they're out there.
They're virtually unbeatable when they play with a lead. They're 10-1 when they lead after the first, 11-0 when they lead after the second. That's my first National Bank key of the game is play with a lead. How about you?
That's a good. I agree, Schulze. I mean, it's amazing when you're scoring first how much stronger you are as a team. And they defend well. They are a very good defending team. And you don't want to play catch up hockey against them.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Serratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.